Greetings, members and friends, and thanks for joining me on another Fine Points Monday. Well, September signals the beginning of the final quarter of the year. School is back in full swing, fall sports have finally arrived, revivals have winded down, and the weather has begun to cool off. There have been recent spikes in racial tensions as people protest and clash over symbols. There's unrest on the international scene as North Korea and the U.S. continue toward a path of military confrontation over nuclear weapons. The weather has once again brought destruction to a coastal region of the nation, and millions of people are displaced and left with the loss of most of their possessions from the effects of Hurricane Harvey. But God still continues to be gracious and kind to us and bless us with the things we need. The men had another fruitful breakfast meeting Saturday and are planning to have invited law enforcement officials at our next meeting to discuss some important issues impacting our community. A meeting is also scheduled with the young adults to discuss the important role and ministry of that group in the church on Saturday, September 16th at 5 p.m. And speaking of young adults, yesterday's message, A Career with a Future, was a message that clearly had them in mind, since most of them are just beginning to formulate career paths that will impact the rest of their natural lives. Christianity is not a label we attach to ourselves, but it is a way of life and call to service and work. We spend the better part of our lives working to support ourselves and families, building a career in the process, sometimes in a particular field, and other times over no particular field. And while career paths with a future are becoming more challenging to find and keep, Christianity provides a career opportunity to work for something and someone that will provide the greatest and best possible future for anyone living on this planet. And this is why, no matter what our age, pursuing a career or life's work as a Christian has the greatest potential for eternal joy and happiness that no earthly job or career can begin to provide. So whatever we decide to do for a living, or presently doing for a living, or have retired and done for a living, make sure our career as a Christian overshadows and distinguishes us more than anything else we are doing or did with our lives. Well, that's all for now. And for those of you not working today, I hope you have and enjoy a much deserved day off. And until next time, blessings and peace.